Right now, and this is important, we could do a three-hour conversation with Jack Fitzpatrick. He's Bloomberg's, it's the end of the year, it's supposed to be quiet in Washington, reporter, but it's not.
No.
And the language I got from Anne-Marie Horton, Jack, was stunning, and that she said, your city is in shock that Zelensky will visit. Let's start with a why. Why is Washington in shock that the president of Ukraine will finally try to be a leader and be normal, travel, and he'll show up in Washington? Why such a surprise?
Well, I think the part of it is the security concerns and the logistics. I mean, even as the news started to come out yesterday that this was being discussed and was a possibility, it hadn't actually come out very clearly to lawmakers. It wasn't clear that it was going to happen. It was sort of the subject of rumors before it was a clear announcement. They had heard from Zelensky via a teleconference before. They're not surprised to hear directly from him. They're not surprised to hear an appeal from President Zelensky. But in wartime, the act of traveling and coming to the capital itself, it's a significant thing for any foreign leader to do. For him to do it as Russia continues to attack, I think, is the surprise. And the element of surprise, literally, that this wasn't announced, it just sort of slipped out as rumors, I think, caught people off guard.
He will address Congress within the chambers?
Yes, in the House. So this will be the kind of setup that you see for a State of the Union, instead of President Biden, it's President Zelensky. I don't know necessarily if everybody's in the same place. I should clarify, you know, the State of the Union, they bring in the Supreme Court. That's not slated to happen here. But it's a joint address to both chambers of Congress, and it takes place in the House.
Jack, give us a sense within Congress, the level of support for Ukraine here. I know he's making an appeal because there are some in the Republican Party that are concerned, that are raising some questions here. Give us a sense of really the state of play within Congress.
Yeah, there are questions about what happens with House Republicans, especially because there's sort of a conservative wing that is much more skeptical about support for Ukraine. There have been some comments by Kevin McCarthy that then he's clarified and said, well, you know, we don't want to give them money with no strings attached. There's not a hard break, though, on support for Zelensky. And I think if you look at the $45 billion funding measure specifically for Ukraine aid that just came out, it's pretty clear that at the leadership level, especially looking at Senate Republicans, there's a lot of support. It's relevant because President Zelensky is coming here, I think, hoping to continue that support, maybe making his case even to those House Republicans who might be skeptical. But they're about to pass a $45 billion measure just for Ukraine aid. So right now, it's very, very significant support.
Do we know, Jack, whether Mr. Zelensky will meet with any Congress folks individually?
He's got the one-on-one scheduled with President Biden, and then in his tweet announcing this, he said there would be other important bilateral meetings. He didn't specify what that means, and then there's supposed to be at least a photo op ahead of his speech with Speaker Pelosi. Again, you know, some of these specific plans still haven't exactly come out, so I don't think we can rule out maybe more with individual lawmakers, but that's the only level of detail we have right now.
Maybe Mr. Zelensky will see President Trump's tax forms along with everybody else. Jack Fitzpatrick, just, you know, forget about the politics. You know, I get the Democrat-Republican back and forth on President Trump's tax forms. What do we experience today? What is your prediction of what's going to happen in the next, 6, 8, 12 hours?
It's a wild day. On the tax returns, there is some confusion. I wish I had a good prediction for you on exactly how that's going to play out. I think they're still figuring that out, and I don't know the exact timing. So I wish I could give you a real prediction but it's you know, on Capitol Hill, between the decision being made on how to handle that, Zelensky coming, and having to fund the government by Friday night.
Oh, we forgot about that.
A lot that has to happen.
Jeff Fitzpatrick, thank you. Never dull.
Let's just book him for tomorrow right now. I mean,
you know, you read the history books. Yeah. There's one of my books of the summer, like 10 years ago, was a one volume on John Hay, mm-hmm. who was one of Lincoln's two secretaries and ended up being Secretary of State for the older Roosevelt, Teddy Roosevelt.